Sunday, May 23rd. So the moon continues in Libra, and the moon will do two things today. She will create a trine to Saturn in Aquarius, but she will also create a square to Pluto in Capricorn. It's always important to see the last aspect the moon has before it changes signs. The reason for that is that it'll give you an idea of how the next energy is going to be, of how we're going to receive the next energy. So let me break that down for you. The moon in Libra creates a trine to Saturn in Aquarius. Saturn is the planet of commitment, discipline, creating something for the long term. In Aquarius, we're meant to do it differently than we've ever done before. We're meant to commit. We're meant to build a foundation. We're meant to build relationships really differently and out of our comfort zone, right? The moon represents emotional processing, how we feel nurtured within. In Libra, this is nurturance we feel in relationships. A connection between the moon and Saturn is someone wanting a commitment, someone wanting an emotional commitment. And because it's in Libra, it's an emotional commitment to someone else. Now, if you haven't listened to Saturday's post, make sure that you do. Because if emotionally we want to commit to someone else, we have to remember that we need to take it slowly because of all of the other Gemini and Pisces energy that is currently in the sky. Now, that's the trine between the moon in Libra and Saturn in Aquarius. The moon moves up in degrees and gets to a point where it's going to square or create a 90 degree angle to Pluto in Capricorn. So, what does this story unfold as? The cosmos are telling us, okay, you want to commit to someone emotionally, great. Let's do that slowly. Because once the moon gets to that square to Pluto and Capricorn, and Pluto and Capricorn represents the transformation that we've endured over the last 12 months, we're rebuilding our foundation. We are rebuilding a completely new sense of home, okay? The cosmos are saying, okay, great. You now know that you want to commit. But my love, there's still some internal work to do. That's the square between Pluto and the moon. There's still some shadow work to do. This is especially important and especially true because Pluto in Capricorn is currently retrograde. So, this weekend is so interestingly important, and not because anything can happen, but because it's important to keep our minds open, to keep our eyes open, to be in the position of a student. The thoughts that come up, the conversations that come up, the desires of being with someone else that come up. If this is resonating with you, especially if this has to do with a romantic relationship, ask yourself, why do I want to be with this person? Am I putting them up on a pedestal? Am I looking at them through rose-colored glasses? Am I avoiding the red flags? Or on the flip side, if this is meant to be, I have no hurry at all. If this is meant to be, then I'm going to wait the next 6 to 8 weeks and see how this relationship unfolds naturally. And why? Because this is mutable energy. Mutable energy is very quick. It's very free. So on the one hand, people can talk and talk and talk and just joke around and really say things that they don't mean. Not because they're evil, but because that's just what the occasion, I don't know, calls for. Have you noticed this? I mean, you've been to parties, you've been to bars where people, you know, have a little too much to drink, and they'll just say just random stuff. On the one hand, probably because of the alcohol, right? On the other hand, it's probably because they just want to show off in some way or make someone laugh, right? That's mutable energy with a lack of clarity. On the other hand, in a much healthier way, let's go back to that scenario, right, of the party or the bar. You observe someone who's had a little too much to drink, just talk out of their ass, and they're being funny, whatever. You don't take them seriously. Let's say you didn't drink that night. You're just there having a good time. You observe someone exaggerating what they're saying, and you don't take them seriously, and you understand that they mean no harm. That is the positive aspect of this energy. You being someplace, having a good time, being sober of mind and observing what's going on around you, but understanding that there's a lack of clarity there. That's okay, because you can stand in your own truth. You can stand in your own, again, sober mind, have a good time, be an observer, and mind your own business. Okay? That's what we're working with. It's an interesting weekend. It's great to go out and socialize, but understand that this theme of lacking of clarity, this theme of exaggerating some things, starts this weekend, and it really remains throughout the month of June. Okay? So I hope this is helpful, as always. If you have any questions or you want to reach out, you can reach me via email, social media. I'm here for you. And I will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.